no mercy.
Welcome back to Undisputed Super Bowl Week, South Beach, Florida. It doesn't get any better than this. And a live studio audience with us today. Thank you all so much for being here. We're celebrating alongside Snoop. And I got a question for you, because Sunday's Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and 49ers has all the storylines we could hope for. The NFL's most explosive offense versus its most devastating defense. The tenured coach versus the son of a legend. And then, of course, the potential era-defining player in Patrick Mahomes. So, Snoop, it's a tough question. But who you got? Who do you pick to win this Super Bowl?
This is going to be a real hard pick for me because I have no dog in the fight. You know, I'm a Steelers fan. But at the same time, I know this is going to be an exciting game because their defense is off the hook and their offense is off the charts. So I'm anxious to see what Tyreek Hill is going to do against them DBs and how that pressure up front going to get to the quarterback. Is Mahomes going to be dancing and dibbling? Is Jimmy G going to manage the game, or is he going to rock and roll the game? So I would have to say, looking at the helmets and being from California, I'm going to have to take the Niners on this one.
You know, it is funny. We've had a lot of players, celebrities march through over here, and they take the hats or the helmets, and they're not sure. I think nobody's real sure about this one. And it's one of the closest point spreads we'd had in
what
Super
is the
Bowl.
Spread?
One and a half. Kansas City
Are
by
you
point
serious?
And a half.
Yep. Yep. One and a half?
Yeah. And by game time, it could be pick 'em. It's wow. That close. And you go back and forth with your emotions. And I know you sort of lean California because you got to go home.
Right.
And I don't know. Richard Sherman, obviously, has right. been a, he's straight out of Compton. Yeah, he is. So if you had any rapport with him, any relationship with him over the years?
Yeah, when I had my football camp like 7-8 years ago, him and Pete Carroll came down and they spent a whole day with the kids and brought Marshawn Lynch and a couple of players from the Seahawks. And actually, Pete Carroll threw me a pass on Richard Sherman and he picked me off. And I'm like, man, how did you pick me off? And I mean, this guy is phenomenal on the football field because I'm like, I thought I was great, but when he picked me off, I'm like, how did you get up under me to do that? But then it was a time that when the Seahawks, they went to the Super Bowl, they invited my team. I used to take an all-star team with me every year to the Super Bowl, and they let all of my kids come to the facility on that Saturday and meet them and take pictures. Mm-hmm. And some of those kids now are on their way to college and in high school, and it was a very inspirational moment for me and my kids. So I always had an attached to Sherman, to Pete Carroll, to that whole side. So that's probably where I'm riding with the 49ers right now.
Skip told me that Dak Prescott better than Patrick Mahomes.
I did not say that. I said he played better.
That was my response to Snow. I was like, huh?
Well, he's a Cowboy fan, though, so you know.
But even if you're a Cowboy fan, you can't be that. Come on now.
He kind of blind to the fact, though. You know, when you're a Cowboy fan, all you see is stars, man.
Literally. Bingo. So you know, I only see superstars.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
All good. But yeah. I think Dak Prescott is a great quarterback on the incline. On the incline. I think the new coach they got going to get him right. But Patrick Mahomes is a different monster, man. He's like, you ain't seen nothing like that before, man. And it's like, when you've been watching football for as long as I've been watching, he's like a cut above the rest. Just his thinking, his mentality, he wants money every time. Like, it's certain quarterbacks that just sometimes you be like, oh, he playing passive. He finna run the ball. He wants the money every time he on the field. And that's how you got to be. You got to be a dog. You got to want to eat every time you out there.
And that's what Eric Bieniemy said. Every player is designed to do what, Skip?
Score.
Yes.
Eat.
It helps when you're throwing to Tyreek and Kelsey and Sammy Watkins. And do I need to go on?
Nico Harbin.
Yeah. I mean, it's attractive.
Are they cheating? Is that cheating?
Well, they got the cheat code, I think. Right?
I mean, because if you look at it, they really at a disadvantage because I look at their receivers like, these kids are like, they playing Pop Warner football as small as they is, but once you see the speed and the cuts and how they get down, and Tyreek Hill, he'll just take the ball from you. Like, don't look at him as being a small guy because he plays like a giant. So it's like, is it an advantage or a disadvantage to have these small, fast guys, or is it an advantage?
Mm. Well, this guy across from me who's in the Hall of Fame has already put Patrick Mahomes in the Hall of Fame. In fact, they're going to have the ceremony before the game on Sunday. He's going to be enshrined, and then he's going to win Super Bowl MVP, and the rest is history, right? It's over.
Skip, he's going, I believe he will win multiple Super Bowls. Skip, he's that good. Skip, we haven't seen a guy this good this early in a very long time.
And you, how many has he won so far?
Skip,
well, I just want to know. I missed one or two, I think.
It's only his right. third year. Nobody has been this Dan
Dan
Marino.
Roethlisberger.
Dan,
second year.
No. But think about it. He's won a Super Bowl MVP, and he has an opportunity. I mean, not Super Bowl. Right. He's won a regular season MVP. Only Kurt Warner. But Kurt Warner was 28 when he did it.
He was working at the grocery store. He was a grown man.
Yeah, right. You know, so he has an opportunity to do something special, Skip Bayless. And you know it.
That
you
front,
with the Cowboys.
Wait a second. That front for the 49ers is pretty special.
They
got five who can flat out get after the quarterback.
What about those ones that's 6'8" and 6'7"?
That's what I'm saying. Those
like
guys.
Them.
Oh, they Buckner and Armstead inside.
Bosa. And remember, D. Ford used to be a chief.
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about what he may know or may not know. Because you know they say when you come from an organization, you know a few things.
Right. Mm.
But do you give that information up when you play them?
In the Super Bowl, you got to get that up.
You got to give it up?
You got to get it up. Yeah. I'm snitching. I just want you to know I'm snitching. I'm telling. But Skip, I think the 49ers, the Chiefs offensive line is very underrated.
They've been good all
they
year.
They do a very good job.
They have not
they
faced
keep them standing
this.
Up. Yeah,
and the thing is, now he's shown you, I'll run on you. I'll run.
And I'll look back. And throw it this way and throw it that way. So it's like it's no limit to what he can do.
Oh, yeah, he's on something special.
I would
happen.
Put quote marks around running because I think he runs like 4.8.
Okay, well, know, I'll walk briskly on him.
Well, I'll jog to the end zone.
Exactly.
After all that, Super, you're still sticking with San Francisco?
I'm on that. I told you I got to go back to California.
Okay, all right. The decision has been made. I want to make sure you can get back to California.
Hey,
thank you.
It is our honor to have you again on Undisputed. We love you.
Man, I love
thank you.
You.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.